This is Red 42 Radio, the most exciting, hard-hitting, and controversial hour in talk radio. And here are your hosts, two Southern boys from metropolitan New York City, Peter Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
The police in New York City chased a boy right through the park.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sean Bergen sitting in tonight for Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia here at Red 42, and I'm very excited to be here with you on this Saturday night for a whole host of reasons, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I have, over the last couple of years, been a regular contributor to the political cesspool here on the Liberty News Network, and I got to tell you, we are on the cusp, on the brink of what could be one of the most pivotal weeks in the history of the American Republic. That's right. You heard that right. That is not an overstatement, ladies and gentlemen. We are looking at the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks for some groundbreaking, earth-shattering information to be released on a whole host of fronts. Much of it regarding Hillary Rodham Clinton, Bill Clinton, Hillary's close aide and confidant Uma Abedin, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, the upper reaches of the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, the NSA, and all of those lettered agencies that were weaponized by our past President Barack Obama. Let me get right down to the point and tell you exactly what it is I'm talking about here. My source on this is a person, a ring, a group of people collectively known as QAnon. Now, for those of you who are regular listeners here at Red 42, I touched on this about 6 or 7 weeks ago when I co-hosted the show with Jim Lancia. For those of you who are unaware, unfamiliar, you have not heard of QAnon, let me just kind of lay the groundwork here for you for just a second. QAnon is, like I said, believed to be at least one individual, but probably a ring of highly placed defense intelligence analysts that are very closely aligned and in the inner circle of the Donald Trump presidency and administration. I'm a military veteran. When I was in the military, we had security clearances. You have either a secret clearance or a top secret clearance, and then there's top secret crypto. Well, at the very highest level of that security clearance is something that's called Q clearance. Q clearance means that you have access to some of the most sensitive intelligence available to our intelligence agencies. It is highly secret, highly sensitive, compartmentalized information. If you have a Q clearance, believe me, you know what's going on. You are in the know. Back on October 28th, on the internet chat board known as 4chan, a person identifying themselves as Q Patriot began to drop what clearly looked like signals intelligence. These were intelligence updates that were kind of gibberish to a lot of people. I mean, there was a lot of mention there of the Clintons, the Podesta brothers, Seth Rich, things of this nature. And Q affectionately called these little clues crumbs. And since October 28th, there are millions of people across the country and across the world who identify themselves now as Anons, and they have been secretly organizing, researching, and decoding these QAnon drops, as they've come to be known. Sometimes they'll go a couple of days without anything, and then suddenly there'll be a flurry of Q drops. These Q drops have been interpreted, as I said, decoded by probably the person who is leaning forward first on most on this is Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's a regular contributor to InfoWars. Also Lionel Nation, a former TV news reporter here in New York at WPIX, constitutional lawyer, and people of that ilk who have jumped on this QAnon bandwagon and have been closely following the cues and the clues that Q has been laying down over the last 4 months. Last week, on March 5th, there was a QAnon drop in which Q mentioned, set the stage. Is the stage set, he says, for the HRC video? Whoa. Now, a lot of people are thinking to themselves, well, you know, what is this video? What could this video be? Q has left us a couple of clues. And in the very first Q drop that he posted back on October 28th, he mentioned the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch that it looks now may have been an actual video teleconference that happened between Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, in which Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general under Barack Obama, was promised by the Clintons a spot on the Supreme Court if she would go ahead and clear Hillary of all the charges against her. Well, not the charges, or at least clear the investigation into her illegal email server. It's believed that Loretta Lynch then gave her instructions to the FBI director at the time, James Comey, to kind of fix this thing. And that could very well be the video that we could see drop here in the next week if we are to believe everything that Q has put out. Now, I should say that Q has been making predictions throughout the last 4 months on a whole range of topics. Everything from the 100 Saudi princes and government ministers who were arrested by the Saudi Arabian government. He has made predictions on everything from the Saudi princes to the Lord's Prayer. Obviously, Q is privy to the most sensitive signals intelligence that is being picked up by our National Security Agency, and it could very well be that one of them was this video teleconference that happened on the tarmac between Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Loretta Lynch. But that's not all. There are a number of people out there who are saying that there could be as many as 8 videos that Hillary Clinton has been seen in, and that they are unmistakable. That there is no way that that they're going to be able to dodge this. There is no way that she's going to be able to deny this. And I'm going to read directly now from the Q drop. He says this: is the stage set for a drop of HRC? Then there's a series of plus signs, and then in parentheses, raw vid 5:5 XRVID 5774. We have it all. The nail in many coffins, in parentheses, in brackets, liberal undo, impossible to defend, toxic to those connected to. We must work together. We are only as strong as your voice. You must organize and be heard. This is why they keep you divided and in the dark, weak. There's a lot of stuff here, folks, that could drop here in the next few weeks. The video's just one of them. We're going to touch on a few more things here, and some of it may be a little tough to stomach. I think it needs to get out there, and we need to see just how truly evil the Clintons, the Obamas, the Podestas, and the entire Democrat Party apparatus is and has been over the last 8 years.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com. We're back with Red 42. Here's Coop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Bergen here, Red 42, sitting in tonight for Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia, who are otherwise detained. We've been talking about QAnon, the internet phenomenon that has been bubbling up throughout Twitter and not so much on Facebook, but all over Twitter. QAnon and his crumbs and his Q drops have been out there now for about 4.5 months. There are now millions of people across the country following QAnon's clues, otherwise known as crumbs, and just on March 5th, he kind of laid the boom down about what is to come. The stage is being set to release videos of Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's believed there could be as many as 8 videos. This stuff was picked up by our own National Security Agency, according to Q, and some of it is very, very shocking stuff. Some of it you may already be familiar with. As we touched on in the last segment there, I was talking a little bit about the tarmac meeting, the infamous tarmac meeting that went down in Phoenix between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch just prior to Hillary Clinton being cleared, in a sense, by James Comey, the FBI. It's believed that this could be one of the videos, and there's also another video out there. Now, look, I want to just bring you back about a year and a half. This is probably about 6 months before the election of Donald Trump. Uma Abedin's husband, the former Congressman Anthony Weiner, the former New York mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner, who is now serving a federal prison sentence for having a sexting relationship with an underage girl. His laptop computer, as you may recall, was seized by the NYPD. Now, I can tell you, I grew up in New York, and I can tell you that the New York City Police Department, you are not going to find a rougher, tougher bunch of ready guys, no nonsense, no BS kind of guys. When they got a hold of Weiner's laptop, they discovered a file on there that was labeled life insurance. Now, as many of you may or may not know, there are a lot of people, I think the number is up over 60 people now, who have been in a position to cross or have crossed or informed on the Clintons, have mysteriously turned up dead. So for Anthony Weiner to have a file labeled life insurance is no shock to me. This guy obviously wanted to protect and defend himself. what the NYPD discovered in their file was absolutely stomach-churning, according to those people who witnessed it. And I have a lot of friends of the NYPD. I just had a conversation a couple of nights ago with a guy who's got very friendly with, you know, top brass at the NYPD, who said that when they saw this video, it turned their stomach. It made some of them puke. It made some of them cry. And these guys from the NYPD handed that laptop off to the FBI, and when they did, they said, "We've made copies of everything. Don't think for a second that there's going to be any Houdini-like escape from what we saw on this laptop. We have copies made on thumb drives. We've got dead man switches out there, at least a 50 to 100 to them. And if the FBI does not reveal what we saw on this laptop, then the NYPD brass said they were going to go public with it themselves." The NYPD chief who saw it, who was quoted, said that he would hold a press conference, retire early, and divulge what he had seen if he did not, if the FBI does not divulge what's on it. Now, it's believed that members of the Trump administration approached the NYPD and said, "Listen, guys, keep a lid on this because we have to get everybody who's involved in this activity." And it's believed that that activity involves sexual activity with minors. It's believed that Hillary Rodham Clinton, and Uma Abedin are on tape with a 14-year-old girl. Sounds shocking? It's all over Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Go to hashtag release the video. Remember release the memo when they were trying to build interest and a groundswell of interest on that? Well, now the newest one is release the video, or hashtag HRC video. Everything I'm talking about is laid out there, probably in more detail than you care to know about. It is truly shocking stuff, and I'm not sure exactly how this stuff would be able to be released to the public without avoiding some type of criminal prosecution. I think that's going to be tricky, and that's why I don't think that that videotape is going to be the first one to be exposed. I think the first one we're going to see is the tarmac meeting, and then at some point they're going to get to this this behavior that that QAnon has been talking about at length for months now. That the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, has been involved in human trafficking, child sex trafficking, specifically as it relates to Haiti. The Podestas are mentioned throughout as being connected to this this stuff. I actually had an opportunity to view a video, but it was mostly audio of what sounded like a child being tortured. And I can tell you, as a crime reporter in New York and a military veteran, I've been exposed to all kinds of stuff. And this tape that I was witness to actually kept me up. I couldn't sleep. It was that bad. It sounded like the other voice on it was John Podesta's. I'm sure there's going to be some type of voice analysis on this to corroborate that. But it looks like the Podestas are up to some really shady stuff with the Clintons on this topic, and it's scary. Now, the last time I had a conversation about this on the air was with Jim Lansing, and we were talking at that time about sealed indictments. There are indictments now throughout the country, thousands of them. Normally, on a typical year, you might have 1,000, maybe 1,100 sealed indictments. That figure, as it relates to this case, is now up to 18,000 sealed indictments. That's right, you heard right, 18,000 sealed indictments. We have child sex rings, pedophile rings, child pornography rings being taken down all over the country, thousands of them. The national news media is not connecting the dots on this. For some reason, they don't want to go anywhere near it. Donald Trump had made it very clear coming into his administration that he was going to tackle the problem of human trafficking. Now, there's a lot of folks out there looking at Jeff Sessions and saying, what the heck is this guy doing? Q has been saying for the last few months, trust Sessions. Trust Sessions. Sessions is on top of this. For a lot of people out there don't know, Jeff Sessions, his nickname has for years been the silent executioner. And the theory that a lot of people are working on now is that this Mueller probe into Trump-Russia collusion is nothing more than a giant smokescreen. It's Trump holding up a shiny object, because if you notice, Donald Trump is not sweating this investigation one bit. He is not rattled by it at all. I think that they've got the goods on Mueller and Rod Rosenstein as it relates to the Uranium One scandal, that they oversaw that sale, and I think they've got these guys by the short hairs. And Mueller is running a smokescreen while Sessions is running an investigation just beneath the surface that he's doing in conjunction with the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz. Some of you may have heard reference to this IG report, the Inspector General's report, that is expected to come out, could be any week now, with regard to Obama's DOJ corruption. It involves FISA warrants, the Steele dossier, and everything that's related to this. If you remember, FBI agents Peter Strzok and Lisa Page had 50,000 text messages that the FBI said mysteriously went missing. And Horowitz stepped up and said, you know what? We have those text messages. You know what? Horowitz has everything. And the Democrats are in a panic now, and the people who are screaming the loudest are the ones you need to keep an eye on. Keep an eye on guys like Adam Schiff. Keep an eye on guys like Cory Booker. Keep an eye on Maxine Waters, John McCain. These are names that are going to be, I think, revealed on this IG report, and we could start to see these 8 indictments unsealed in the coming weeks. Sounds like we're on the verge of a commercial break here. Give me just a couple of minutes, and we'll pick this up on the other side. Sean Bergen in tonight for Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia on Red 42.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
back, and so are you. You're listening to Red 42 on Liberty News Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here, Red 42. Sean Bergen sitting in tonight for Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia as we talk about, well, we're talking about a lot of things here. We're talking about QAnon. We're talking about Michael Horowitz's Inspector General's report. We're talking about Pizzagate. We're talking about human trafficking, the Podesta brothers, and the ultimate downfall of Hillary Rodham Clinton, Uma Abedin, Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, Peter Truck, Bruce Orr, and his corrupt wife, Nellie Orr. The whole cabal could be taken down here in the coming weeks, and that is why I say that pay attention, folks, because this is a critical moment in the history of the American Republic. We are what I think we're going to see unfolding here in the coming weeks is going to shock the nation. And I think ultimately the Democrat Party within months will be viewed the same way that people view the Nazi Party. It'll be viewed with disdain. People will be running from them. They will be toxic. They will be radioactive. And I think the country will end up uniting behind Donald Trump when they actually see the level and the depth and the breadth of the corruption that has just overtaken our American Republic. Very glad to be here with you here on this Saturday night. We were talking earlier about QAnon and his crumbs and his clues and what he's been laying out there for the last 4.5 months. And I want everybody out there listening tonight to start looking into this, okay? You need to go to Twitter, hashtag QAnon, hashtag HRC video, hashtag release the video, and hashtag Pizzagate is real. It wasn't that long ago that I was actually exposed to a video that sounded like a child being tortured. It sounded like John Podesta's voice to me. It was nearly unmistakable. I'm not an expert at doing voice analysis, but I can tell you that what I was exposed to was some really, really disturbing stuff. And if that is the level and depth of what is in the hands of our intelligence gathering agencies, my goodness gracious, I think it's gonna just rock the Republic once it's finally brought to the fore. So I was talking just before the break about the Inspector General's report and the fact that there are 18,000 sealed indictments out there just ready to be unsealed to move us from darkness into light. And this is a common theme that that you'll encounter if you actually go back and read the QAnon breadcrumbs. He is now making reference to the fact that that some of these indictments may be unsealed. He's making references to pedophilia, child pedophilia, spirit cooking. Marina Abramovich, who holds these spirit cooking parties, that's some of the most twisted up evil looking things I've ever seen in my life. These events were often attended by the likes of John and Tony Podesta. We know this from the WikiLeaks emails. And it's not just QAnon. It's not just the Inspector General's report. It's Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, who may or may not still be holed up in that Ecuadorian embassy in London. According to what QAnon is putting out there, he may have already been secreted out of there, could be actually living in Switzerland or maybe even in the United States. We don't know. But I do know that it wasn't that long ago that California Congressional Representative Dana Rohrabacher actually met with Julian Assange to talk about some of the stuff that he has. And it's just shocking to think that these folks actually believe that they were going to get away with all of this. And the reason they thought they were going to get away with all this is because all of them, virtually all of them, were convinced that there was no way that Donald Trump was going to win the election. I think that Donald Trump was given about $1 billion worth of free media coverage by our corrupt media, because they thought if he became the nominee that he was just such a laughingstock that he'd be blown off the political stage. What they didn't count on was all of the forgotten men and women out there in flyover country – that they don't, they're just treated with scorn and ridicule by these urban Democrat elites that populate New York, Washington, L.A., San Francisco, and Chicago. And that's where you find these folks, and they think that they are that the arrogance and the smug arrogance and the condescension and the way that they look down on Trump and Trump supporters, more specifically. I mean, he was out there in Pennsylvania tonight at another rally, just absolutely killing it. So, yeah, this next week could be critical, could be pivotal. Q has already saying that he's setting the stage now to do these video drops. What exactly are in these videos? Of course, everyone who's been following Q is waiting with bated breath to see what's going to be revealed. But what's very important is that we spread the word, ladies and gentlemen. Get this out there to your friends, your family. Move them in the direction of QAnon so that it's not something that can be countered by our corrupt news media, because that's already happening, all right? Right after Q announced that the stage was being set for the release of these videos back on March 5th, literally hours later, we saw two articles come out, one from the New York Times and one from Newsweek, corrupt news media, who said that they were pointing to the fact that video now can be digitally manipulated, and that we're coming into the realm of fake video, and that anything that involves Hillary Rodham Clinton is likely the work of Russian bots. That's their new boogeyman, right? Is the Russians and these bots and these people who turn the American presidential election in favor of Donald Trump? These folks live in a parallel universe, ladies and gentlemen. They do not live in the same America that you and I live in. They live in a fantasy world where they hang out in their coffee shops, and they eat arugula, and they look down their nose at the knuckle-dragging supporters of Donald Trump, proud American patriots like you and I. We don't even rate in their book. We're not even people who are worthy of any kind of consideration. Boy, oh boy, are they in for a rude awakening, because when these videos start to drop, I think we're going to have to set up a suicide hotline for liberals. That's really what I think. And between these videos and what Q says is going to be revealed. Look, here's the thing about Q. He makes predictions that come true within days. He was talking about North Korea 3 or 4 days before Donald Trump came out, and before the South Korean prime minister announced that that Kim Jong-un was finally going to sit down and talk about denuclearization with Donald Trump correctly. You know what Q says? Q says that meeting has already happened. He says that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un have already struck a deal, that Kim has actually surrendered to Trump. And you know what Trump's going to do? For the next 2 months, Trump is going to play the media like a violin. He's going to play his critics like a master puppeteer. And Kim, I think sometime in May, is going to announce that he's dropping his nuclear weapons program, and Trump is going to look like a superstar, and the American left are going to look like a bunch of jerks, like he's been making them look like every single day since he was elected president. Now, if you think that your liberal pals, if you even have them out there anymore, I've been unfriended by every liberal I've ever known in my life on Facebook and on Twitter, because they've been confronted with too much in the way of facts. They don't want to know about facts. They just want to know about things that are going to make themselves feel good. So when you confront these folks with enough in the way of facts, they really can't handle it. And if you think they were disappointed and let down on election night, wait until you see what happens when their Lord and Savior Hillary Clinton is marched to the gallows. Because in addition to these 18,000 indictments that have yet to be unsealed, it's my understanding that there are 12 military tribunals right now being set up to charge former Obama and former Obama administration officials with treason and sedition. And these are military tribunals that will happen probably in some place like Guantanamo. And from what I can understand, or from what I've read, there's actually been an RFP put out to build thousands of new jail cells in Guantanamo Bay. Now, what on earth could they possibly be preparing for? I mean, it's not like we're going to round up a bunch of ISIS terrorists because Trump is busy just obliterating those folks across the Middle East. Don't hear a heck of a lot about ISIS anymore, do you? You don't see their head chopper videos appearing anymore either. No, they're hiding like a bunch of roaches under rocks, any place that they can escape from Trump and Mad Dog General Mattis. Sounds like the music is playing for another commercial break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back here in just a few minutes for the final leg of the show. This is Sean Bergen here at Red 42, sitting in tonight for Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Once again, here's the potato and the pasta. I mean, Opie and Anthony. I mean, here's Jim and Scoop.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here. Red 42, final leg here. Sean Bergen sitting in tonight for Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia on Red 42. We've been talking all night about QAnon. We've been talking about the Inspector General's report, and we have been talking about the demise of the DNC, ultimately. That's where all of this leads. We could be looking at a very shocking and pivotal week this week with the expectation that we could see videos drop from Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch, involving all of them. We could soon see the release of the Michael Horowitz Inspector General's report, which is going to make the Devin Nunes memo look like small potatoes, from what I understand. We're looking at level and depth of corruption on the part of the Democrat Party that is gonna shock most people. Most people won't, I think, really be able to believe it, especially on the American left, when they look at how our nation was sold out by the treasonous Barack Obama and all of his minions, everybody that is involved with Obama and Clinton and Lynch and John McCain. From what I understand, this crosses party lines. This is not confined just to the Democrats, but it's expected to do irreparable damage, nails in the coffin, according to QAnon, for liberals and the DNC in general. This involves everything from selling out the government to human trafficking, child sex trafficking, global pedophilia rings involving the House of Saud, George Soros, and the Rothschild family. It's a lot of stuff that has been just relegated to the heap of conspiracy theories over the years. A lot of people want to dismiss it as Alex Jones tinfoil hat stuff, but it looks like it's really coming to fruition now. I was talking earlier about the Wiener laptop and how that was seized by members of the NYPD and then it disappeared, and nobody could figure out why. I just pulled up the quote here from the NYPD chief while I was on the commercial break, and he was talking about what he found in Anthony Weiner's laptop on the file entitled "Life Insurance." Anthony Weiner, of course, the husband of Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's right-hand woman. I can tell you, I've been nose-to-nose and face-to-face with Uma Abedin on a number of occasions, and you do not get to Hillary Clinton without first going through Uma. But here's what the NYPD chief said. "What's in the emails is staggering, and as a father, it turned my stomach," the NYPD chief said. "There is not going to be any Houdini-like escape from what we found. We have copies of everything. We will ship them to WikiLeaks, or I will personally hold my own press conference if it comes to that," says the NYPD chief. Now, this was backed up by Eric Prince, a former Navy SEAL and founder of Blackwater, the global security firm now known as Academy. Prince says that he has very highly placed friends over at One Police Plaza in New York. And he went on Breitbart Radio right after or soon afterwards to describe what was described to him. And it was just it's you know, anything involving children or the exploitation of children would shock the conscience of anybody who possesses a moral compass. But we are talking about satanic type rituals, spirit cooking involving Marina Abramovich, the Podesta brothers. You know, they've got a very, very sketchy track record. And where the heck has Tony Podesta been? I remember Donald Trump actually bringing that up there about 5 or 6 years ago. Where is Tony Podesta? Nobody has seen Tony Podesta anywhere. You know, John Podesta looks like he's wasting away in the photographs that I've seen from him. These guys are sweating bullets because they know that the end is nigh, and they realize that on election night. The night that Hillary Clinton couldn't even bring herself to address her supporters, she was so out of control, because they all know that they are screwed, because Donald Trump is not to be trifled with. Look, Donald Trump's been on my radar for the last 40 years, and here's what I can tell you about Donald Trump. When Donald Trump says that he's going to do something, he does it. And when he says he's going to tackle human trafficking and corruption in the government, he's going after it, folks, and he does not fail. Donald Trump is a winner. You know, he got his start as a real estate developer in New York City. If you're in the real estate construction business in New York City, I can tell you it's one of the toughest businesses you could ever hope to endeavor to engage in. Because when you're dealing when you're a real estate construction guy in New York, not only are you dealing with New York City, which is a complete nightmare, you're dealing with the toughest labor union negotiators on the planet, bar none, and you also have to go up against the mafia, who are looking to take a chunk out of your ass. Donald Trump not only wins, but, you know, I mean, he beats these guys, he defeats them, and they got nothing on him. He's as squeaky clean as they come. this Mueller investigation has, you know, has really just panned out to be a giant smokescreen. And the reason for that is because the IG, Horowitz, has been running a parallel investigation. There's a criminal element to it. Jeff Sessions just came out a couple of days ago and said he has appointed somebody from outside of Washington to be, go through the FISA court abuses. He was on Shannon Bream's show on Fox News a couple of days ago. Trust Sessions. Trust Ray from the FBI. The reason that all these guys from the FBI, Rosenstein, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Bruce Orr, the reason that they've not been fired from the FBI is because once you fire them, you lose control over them. I think these guys were brought into an office. They were brought into a room. They were handed a piece of paper that says you are not allowed to say or do anything until you come back here with an attorney. And once that happened, they hand them a one-page sheet that says this is what we're accusing you of, and there are going to be no deals. So these guys are now sitting in windowless offices with no telephones, just sitting there waiting for Jeff Sessions to come in and say, okay, we're ready for you now, for you to come in and completely spill your guts. And I think that's what we're going to be looking forward to here. We're going to be looking forward to military tribunals. We're going to be looking forward to 18,000 sealed indictments finally being uncovered. And what is within those indictments, I think, is going to rock the nation. It's going to rock the nation to its core, and it's not going to be confined just to the DNC. There are people on both sides of the aisle who I understand are involved in this stuff, and it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this plays out. We could finally see justice done here, and that would mean the arrest and prosecution of Hillary Rodham Clinton, Bill Clinton, Uma Abedin, Loretta Lynch, the upper echelons of the FBI, the upper echelons of the Department of Justice, everybody who cooperated with these folks. There have been white hat versus black hat operations going on within CIA, within NSA, and all of it, of course, has been detailed by Q Anonymous in his breadcrumbs that he has left for us over the last 4.5 months. I would encourage all of you who are listening tonight to start looking into this. Go hashtag QAnon, hashtag release the video, hashtag HRC video, hashtag Pizzagate is real, and don't be afraid to start talking about this with your friends and spread the word and set the stage for what could be some of the most explosive weeks in the history of the American Republic, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're looking at right now. It's finally coming to fruition after at least a year and a half of people wondering just what the heck is going on, what's going on with this guy Jeff Sessions, what's going on with this guy Ray over at the FBI. March Madness is how QAnon put it, because he's now starting to actually answer people who are posing direct questions to him or the ring. It might be as many as 8 to 10 defense intelligence analysts who are part of this Q Anonymous who are leaving clues for us everywhere. They say the North Korean deal is already done. Donald Trump has already won. Kim has surrendered. And just keep an eye on it. He's dropped about 4 or 5 different breadcrumbs on this just today. And every day he comes out with more and more information detailing what it is that exactly that we have to look forward to. A lot of it is put, you know, out there in a riddle form, in a question form. And it's kind of cryptic. But I think that just piques people's curiosity. And for that reason, QAnon has really just turned into a global phenomenon now that goes unmentioned by our mainstream media, which I find really puzzling, except, of course, when he comes out and says, you know, to expect his video. And then we have the liberal media, New York Times, Newsweek, trying to run interference now to try and paint anybody who might buy into this as some type of kook, as they did with Ben Swan, if you'll recall. I mean, he actually went on the air with the whole Pizzagate story. The evidence that was out there that was revealed by WikiLeaks, where we saw, emails from John Podesta that were clearly encoded, and they were encoded in pedophile language. All one needs to do is go to the FBI website to see the code words that are used by people who are in this pedophile world. And it's shocking how many people are actually involved in it and how highly placed they are. It was just a few weeks ago that one of the top officials at the UN was arrested for child trafficking. And I think we're going to see more and more arrests like that, more indictments unsealed. And that sounds like it might be all for me here at Red 42. This is Sean Bergen sitting in tonight for Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia. We're here every Saturday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. Keep us in mind and look into QAnon.
This is James Edwards for Red 42 Radio, reminding those patrolling the streets and the jails to be careful, be safe, take care of each other, and come home at the end of the night. So long, everybody.